KWA Mobile.
K2SST. Sounds like just you and I.
And you out here on the airwaves?
I'm not even outside. I'm sitting in front of my computer. So, doesn't seem like there's many people talking this morning. I've been in here for about 45 minutes. Only heard one other station on.
Well, hopefully everybody is either at work from home, remote, or they're all out being industrious or you know, getting some stuff done around the house.
Done around the house is the thing. you keep bunking into one another. Why don't we go do something? let's look in the closet. Let's look over here. Let's do something because we keep bunking into one another.
KN4VWA. Are you in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe we spoke once before. You're up around Etowah, I believe. You're up around Etowah somewhere?
If I'm in here, then I use the radio. It's on scan all the time, but I'm in and out of the room, so somebody calls when I'm not here, then they don't get a response. If I'm here, anybody calls and says, well, the radio's working.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Yeah, we spoke once before. You're retired up there, aren't you?
Retired truck driver, retired 20 years ago, and moved to the right place because I lived in New Jersey, and the taxes are high there, and the smog is high there, and the coronavirus is there, so I am much better off being here.
Agree with that statement 100%, and I love it down here. Yeah, a lot of people come down here from up north and tell everybody, well, that's not the way we did it back home. Well, you're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. I'm glad you like it here.
Here, they could, when you talk to people where you previously lived, tell them how bad it is here. The southerners don't like the northerners and don't come.
Sounds like somebody keeping a nice little secret all to themselves.
Right, because I live in a development, and the taxes are low. It's all retired people. You have to be 55 or older to live here, and they're all friendly because all of them are away from their families, a good deal from other states, so everybody gets along. And there's no kids, there's no noise. It's, you know, the kind of thing you want to have when you retire, where you can live the rest of your life without too much aggravation.
Sounds like a perfect situation for you, bud. I'm glad you're happy down here. Yep. Well, thanks to coronavirus, I get to put up a new swing out in the front yard for my wife. Run me about $300.
It's good and bad that you're off. It's good that you can get to things that you weren't able to get to before. The bad thing is the money's not coming in. I just looked at my pension check and my Social Security, and hey, everything is cut back a little bit, but I still got the same amount to pay. So that part is not good. Call us K2SST.
On this end, I forgot your first name.
A senior, and that is a common thing. Hey, hi. I don't remember your name. No problem. I don't remember yours either. What is it?
It's Steve on this end.
Yeah, but I said, you know, with senior people. Name is Ronnie. And with senior people, you walk up to somebody and say, I don't remember your name. No problem, I don't remember yours either.
Well, I'm going to turn 65 in October, so I'm already getting there. So what did you say your first name was?
your elbow, Nan, Nan, I'm easy. And I turned 85 in December.
Wow. Well, hey, I hope I sound as good as you do on the radio when I turn 85. Sounding good there, big guy.
As I can, as long as I can. And I want to stay around as long as they send money. No sense in being here if you don't have any money.
She's with me here in the truck, and she says she likes your style.
Well, you can as long as you can. Hope you do it right, because you won't be back to change it.
I was trying to figure out how to get a second go-round.
Do like I've done. There's a possibility of the outlook being much better than the previous one. Throughout the years, I've been writing in a book all the things that I did wrong. And when I come back, as soon as I learn how to read, I'm not going to make those mistakes again.
You got the right approach. But you know what? I'm kind of one of these people that I make the best decision I can with the information that I have at the time. And if I do the best I can at the time, then, hey, no looking back. You did the best you could. So hindsight, yeah. That's for people that want to second guess you all the time.
You know, if you do something and it doesn't turn out right, there's no sense in worrying over it. It's spilt milk. It's gone. So move on. Some people can't. You know, oh, I shouldn't have did that. I shouldn't have did this. You did it. It's gone. You can't correct it. Move on.
Yeah, but you can learn from it and move forward and do better the next time. And that's another problem with a lot of people, is they never learn. You know? Doing the same thing over and over is the definition of duh.
And if you were born 20 years earlier, then you would have learned not to do something wrong. Especially if you had a parent said, if you don't listen, you will feel. If you got into bed, mother came in with a belt.
Teenager. I was a typical teenager. You know, I was bulletproof and, you know, I knew everything. And then one day, I finally figured out that my dad, pretty smart guy, and I finally started listening.
Find that with your kids, because mine have told me the same thing. Mine have told me the same thing when they were in maybe their 30s or something, you know. You know, Dad, you said this or that, you know. And especially with my daughter, because she used to put her hands over her ears. She didn't want to hear what I had to say. And when I got to be 30 or so, I said, you know, Dad, you said this or this or that. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you're talking to your kids and you think they're ignoring you, but they're listening.
Sometimes I've had to remind myself of that. You know, sometimes they get that glazed over look and they, okay. Well, somewhere along the line, a little bit of it got in and they go back and they say, hey, you remember when you told me such and such? It worked. And I go, yep.
Everybody should have the experience of bringing up kids, because I've got a little bit of a nasal drip, so that's what my voice is changing. A lot of people never brought up kids. Cope with kids. And it's different for every family, and you find what works. Hey, I would like to chat, and as an amateur, you're supposed to get on the radio and never shut up. But I have to get some work done. So I hope you and your wife have a pleasant day, and if I hear you on, I'll give you a call.
Definitely. Well, I just enjoyed a pleasant conversation while we were tooling down the road here. So you have a good one, and good to talk to you again. You behave yourself. 73, KN4, VWA, clear after your final.
Yes, I see. Something. something must be happening with Caesar's head repeater. I've got full quieting. A few days, maybe the wind was blowing. It was only 50%, so it's working well today. Okay, well, I'll talk to you again sometime. K2SST is clear.
W4NGU, check your text messages, Steve, please. Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye.
GUK4VWA.
Hey, don't be telling me what to do, man.
Good morning, bud. I'll check them right now, see what's going on. Clear?
Hey, bye.
GUK4VWA.
KM4VWA, W4DJW.
Steve, hey.
Hey, you doing this, David? Let me make a quick conversation with W4NGU, and I'll be right to you. Phil, on the way down to Costco, doing a little bit of shopping. Sue's off today, so she's got me under the thumb. I'm going to call you around 2 o'clock. We need to go over there and at least get the guy paid, and I'll probably just pick it up and take it to your house for you. How's that sound?
Well, that'd be wonderful, but I don't want you to interfere with Sue's plans today now.
She's with me. I'm planning a hour or two escape plan here. So I'll get a call about 2 o'clock. W4DJW, Dave, what's going on, big guy?
Hey, I was just wondering if you got that cleared up, that discrepancy cleared up with KV4CBA yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I told him that what you and I went through and exactly what went down. And he said, you know, I swear I did not hear a K in there. So, and like I said, I'm not sure I heard the K in there either. So, anyhow, he was satisfied with that.
Yeah, we got it all square.
Okay, that's good. So when are you going to start calling that?
I'm here in circle. Hold just a second. Open the floodgate. Everybody's out today. I guess just trying to get some fresh air before the weekend. All right, here's the deal. Now, I have a way that I can go ahead and take my extra exam, and I need to do that before the end of May, okay? So just as soon as I pass the extra test, then and get my daughter married off on May 16th.
Maybe.
Yeah, my wife just reminded me, maybe get her married off on May 16th. With everything else that's going on, then I'll be able to give that some real attention.
Okay. I'm going to put that down on the calendar so I remind you. We'll keep plugging away at you until you... I think you'd make a good one. And it'd only be a couple nights a month. Last two Mondays of the month or the last two Tuesdays of the month. And sometimes there's three in a month. There's a last three. But anyway... I'll just keep on reminding you. I'll just stay in the background and keep reminding you. My sister-in-law is getting married Saturday. She's going to have a virtual wedding, and we've been invited. I guess they were going to have a full-scale one, but that had to be cut back. So we're all going to gather on the Internet at her wedding ceremony this coming Saturday morning. So that's going to be interesting. It'll be the first time I ever – I'm going to have to get all dressed up and put the camera up and everything so everybody can see everybody. And have my coat and tie and everything on, but never have to leave the house. It's going to be different. We're learning to adapt to this new way of living. W4DJW.
Overcome and adapt, that's a good thing. But it'll never replace that human interface. Man, I just hope we can get past this thing. I don't want to have to go to war with this guy that has the venue over there to get my money back. So anyhow, so what are you doing today? You just working today?
Yeah, it just hasn't really started. It's only 7:45 in the morning my time, so everybody hasn't started pouring in yet, and I heard you in there and just wanted to connect with you. Yeah, it is a different way. I mean, we're going to come out the other side of this being changed, I'm sure. A lot more people will realize they have the ability to work from home than than before. Maybe that'll cut down on some of our traffic situation. I know they're showing pictures of cities that had major pollution problems cleaning up. They're getting very, very clean now. So I think there will be a major impact. Did you see the little GIF out there that's going around that has the introvert and the extrovert working in the same room, and the extrovert is just climbing the walls and going crazy, and the introvert's just doing what they always do? Have you seen that little cartoon?
No, I hadn't seen that one. I've seen several of them out there, but there's a lot of funny stuff going around. I did see the one with the grandma. She's sitting in her little chair knitting away, and she's sitting there, and the caption says, after 2 weeks of corona, not quarantine, but whatever the new term they're using for it, self-isolation, grandma decided to knit grandpa a scarf. And the front of it on the little photograph is her with a knitting, and it has a hangman's noose in her lap.
I saw that. I think you sent that to me in a text message, so I saw that one. And there was another one you sent along with that one, too, but I thought the one with the some people, like I've got a friend I just got off the phone with up in Charlotte, and he is, like, going crazy. He's an extreme extrovert, and he is having a really, really hard time with this. But with me, I've been doing this for years. This really isn't a change for me other than having Amy working here downstairs on the opposite corner of the house so that I can be loud and she can be loud and we don't interfere with each other. But it is different. Anyway, I won't keep you. I know you're busy. But you guys be careful out there. Stay safe. KN4VWA, W4DJW.
Just one quick question before you go. What is it that makes you think that I'd be a good net caller?
Because you like to talk. Recognizing K2SSP. And that's what it takes to be a good net controller, somebody that likes to talk.
Go ahead and say it. Just call me a blabbermouth. K2SB, jump in there with us.
I'm working from home, but I work from home all the time. See the miracle in India. They're able to see blue skies. They're not burning anything.
Yeah, lots of benefits coming out of this. It's not all dark clouds overhead.
Better to do that in China, which is not going to happen. maybe the atmosphere will change around the world, but with so many places using fossil fuel, it's going to be very, very difficult.
KN4VWA. Well, yeah, but what about all these people that step outside and take a breath of fresh air and go, wait, what's that?
I notice at a certain period of time, everyone stop breathing for 5 minutes, and you won't get so much carbon monoxide in the air.
I'm going to go ahead and back out because I'm about to destinate over here at Costco in Spartanburg. W4DJW, you have a good day, big guy. K2SB, don't get caught. Y'all have a good day. 73 is K4VWA, clear.
All right, Steve. Enjoyed it. You guys be safe. W4DJW clear.